instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking, whatever, how much time of your day, because this program is going to go around a couple different radio stations in a couple different states today. So if you are tuned in on WBXR in Huntsville, Alabama, I got you for 14 minutes and 30 seconds. Here in Florida, we're listening for the next 30 minutes. What everyone is listening to is the sermon I just preached the other day at Island Community Church. I know this is Friday on WBXR, Tuesday here in Florida. But this past weekend, my sermon came out of 1 John. That's where we're at the church, chapter 2, verse 19, that says, they came out from us. That's those that didn't cross the finish line. And we're going to look at why, what happened to them. They came out from us, but they didn't belong to us. For if they had belonged, they would have remained. And we're going to look at why, what happened to these people. What happened to these people who joyfully start off where they love the Lord and they appear to be Christians? What happens to them? We're going to answer that question here today. If you'd like a copy of this sermon, you can go to, first of all, you can download my app. I encourage you to do that. WGOD Radio. You'll see it. It's a blue crown. You download the app. You'll see that sermon there under the heading of 1 John. You'll see all of these in there. You'll see the book of Revelation in there. And okay, let's get into part one of this. Now, for you, for those of you on WBXR, you guys have a great weekend. We'll be back again Monday with the rest of this. So here is the first part of this message. All Christians will cross the finish line.
One of the terrible side effects for me from I don't know what, either the Regeneron shots from having COVID or the COVID itself, is I'm very dizzy at some times. And it was a couple weeks ago where I could hear a click in my brain. And then I thought I was on a child's carousel. I still get the carousel ride every night, which I'd rather not do. But there's nothing worse than you're just spinning and spinning around. So I don't know where that came from. But praise God, I'm still standing here right now, long enough to get up and share some encouraging words from the Word of God with you. All Christians will cross the finish line is the name of my sermon here today. I should say all Christians will cross the finish line in faith. I don't want to pass over an important verse that was lost in last Sunday's sermon, and that would be 1 John chapter 2, verse 9, which happens to be printed on your handout as well. That's what I want to teach this morning. All Christians will cross the finish line in faith. Now you notice here in this text, verse 19 starts with the word they. Do you see that? It says they went out from us, meaning everybody else. All the people, come on, you guys, you know hundreds of people that started off as a Christian and didn't make it to the end. And for some odd reason, they threw in the towel or gave up and quit and went back to their old lifestyle of living for themselves. I'll put it nicely. So that's who the they is as we read this. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out so that, notice the reason why this happened. They went out so that they might be made manifest so that God would show all of you that these people were never Christians to begin with. They went out manifest not for them, but for you. Paul says that's why there's heretics in the church. When you read his communion text, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says there must be heresies among you so that those that are approved may be made manifest so that you know the real McCoy. God uses heretics to separate the wheat from the chaff. Now here, they went out so that they might be made manifest. So you'd see them. The people that you trusted, the deacon and the bishop in the church that you trusted, they never were of us. They never were Christians to begin with. Because if they were Christians, they would have crossed the finish line. Or they would have died and left this world in faith. Either one of the two. You die and leave this world in faith, which Paul says is far greater than paying your taxes another year, getting another car, another house, another dealing with all the stuff that we deal with. It's far greater for the Christian to leave this world, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you're watching today, I know we got family and people watching whose loved ones aren't doing very well. And let me encourage you here this morning, if you're watching, and that is, eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men and women that which God has prepared for those that love him. You've got no idea. You're clueless. What's waiting for you on the other side when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and leave this world in faith? In faith. And cross this finish line that way. Okay, so John is saying that they never were Christians to begin with. And I want to show you this morning what happened to them. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 13. And let Jesus show us how these people ended up the way that they did. You see, something happened to these people in the spiritual realm that we don't see that caused them not to cross the finish line in faith. Matthew chapter 13, verse 3. Now, as he spoke, then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them." Verse 5. "Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So with many of these people in Israel being farmers, he gives them an agricultural parable that they could relate to, but still need an explanation to, and he's going to give the explanation here in verse 18. Now remember, Jesus is answering your question for you. What happened to my family member or my friend or the pastor that I heard about on TV who abandoned the faith? What happened to them? Verse 18, it says, "Therefore," Jesus says, "therefore, hear the parable of the sower." Verse 19, "When anyone," all right, now notice, this is not about plants. It's about people. Just gave them an example that they can understand. We're not talking about plants here. "When anyone hears the word," or that word can mean message, When anyone hears the message of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes. Who's the wicked one? Satan. I've preached this before. I used to have someone, his name was Roy. He would bring in for me a pitchfork, and I'd lay it in one of the seats up here. It's like he's sitting right there with a little pitchfork and pointed tail, and he's waiting for you to not understand what you hear. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't get it, then the wicked one comes and snatches, same word where the word rapture comes from, harpazo, means to steal away violently with force. The wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. All right, so the first guy went to a church that didn't have Bible study and didn't focus on the word of God as the most important thing to do in the church other than worship. Though I know many churches that worship, but they never open up their Bibles. And this person, let's make this more understandable. Let's give him a name. Let's say his name is Dennis. All right? Now, Dennis gets invited to church. He heard the pastor preaching from the King James Version while refusing to explain to the people who didn't understand Elizabethan English. And as the text says, the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. Another reason for poor Dennis, since Dennis is now walking with God, you see, Dennis now hears voices when he never heard them before. And Dennis thinks there's something wrong with him when he hears things he never heard before, like, you ain't no good, Dennis. God's not going to save you, Dennis. He never heard these things before he was a Christian. But now he has public enemy number one sitting over here in pew one. Whereas he didn't have an enemy before, but now he's a Christian and now he's got an enemy. And the enemy whispers in his ear and lies to him. And now Dennis, because he's got no one to help him, the church doesn't reach out to him as a new believer or someone visiting the church or someone that comes to Christ. And Dennis says, you know what? Just like Peter said. Peter says, you know what? I'm going fishing. And Dennis goes back to his old life, where things were peaceful for him. That's the first group here. So Dennis didn't understand. And off he goes. Now, this church here, Island, does a great job at reaching out to new people who visit. We've got a great system here. People, is there anyone visiting today who no one said hi to them today? Didn't happen. Because this is friendly people here in this church, and they love people, and they reach out to people and say hi. Then also, the second thing is, when I asked you to fill out that little bulletin, your phone number ends up on my desk. And you'll probably get a phone call from me at some time or another thanking you for visiting, or else Gene will get and say, Pastor, you better call these people. Only because I got busy and I forgot. I need help to remember these things. And you'll get a phone call and I'll say, thank you for visiting. Is everything good? Do you need help with anything? How do you like the sermon? Thus and so, whatever, to make sure I do my part to make sure this doesn't happen to you visiting here in this church. You're going to leave. You might not like it, but you're going to understand. Now, that's your choice to do with it as you will. You can say no to God if you want, but you're going to understand it. You're going to understand it. Now, here's the second person who started off in the faith. Verse 20. The one on whom seed was sown on rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. You see, this guy loves the Lord. He has no firm root in himself. You see, he's got no hoopameno in him like we've looked at before, right? Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing the testing of your faith develops roots, hoopameno, strength. So what has a punky kid go up to someone 9'6" and say, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" That comes from abiding under the hand of God when you're going through trials in your life. There's no shortcut to this. See, this guy didn't have any of that. Jesus himself says, has no firm root. They never abided under the hand of God when they were undergoing some terrible trial in their life. Allowing God to turn that trial to victory, which he will do if you wait on the Lord with what you're going through. All throughout the Bible, you read it, wait on the Lord. David said it many times. We haven't gone through a tenth of what King David went through. Wait, I say, on the Lord, he says. Wait on the Lord. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, Peter wrote, and he will exalt you in due time. Wait on God for what you're going through. Wait on God. I've told the story before. I'll tell it again at the radio station where I worked at in Stewart. We got overestimated on the value of our building. And then the appraisal came through when it was $40,000 short. And they gave us one day to come up with $40,000 or they were going to take the building. Prayed. I got a phone call. Some lady, this was December 31st. And she says, "I was just wondering, do you need anything?" And I said, "Yeah, lady, I need $40,000 by 3 o'clock. She said, "How long are you there till?" Actually, that's what she asked me. So I told the manager, and he didn't believe. He went on doing his thing, and I went on doing my thing. Lo and behold, around 3 o'clock, ding dong. Open up the door, and a woman, stranger, handed me a check made out to WCNO. For $40,000. You see, you humble yourself. God, I can't do this. This is your station. I can't do this. I can't finagle it. I can't lie and cheat the bank for it. I can't take matters into my own hands. All I can do is get on my knees and pray. And now, you see, next year, when you're short of money, do you think this old Italian worried about it? No, because something got developed in me that I couldn't have got any other way. So I never fret about money ever again at the radio station, because I've learned firsthand that my God is bigger than that. And I won't ever struggle again. I'll struggle in other ways, but not in that one anymore. Because God has established himself as faithful. Let me encourage you, what you are going through, what big trial you are going through, let me remind you, God is faithful in your life too. For whatever it is that you're going through, God's bigger than your problems. Read Psalm 34, Darren. He says, "Let us magnify the Lord together." And that is when you make God bigger than your problems. Make God bigger than your problems. What are you going through today? Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He's bigger than your problems. This is how this stuff doesn't happen to you. They came out from us, but they never belonged to us. Because they gave up on God and walked away. Back to my notes. This man or woman had no testimony that God is good. and that he'll see you through the fire, and you'll come out smelling like a rose and ready to take on the world like David was, and the three Hebrews in the burning furnace. Jesus tells us this temporary Christian, what a title, huh? Temporary Christian is only short-lived and has no roots. Unlike a tree that develops roots from being blown around by hurricanes. The greatest thing for a tree is a hurricane. Like you have deep roots from trusting God in some severe trial again in your life. James wrote, I'm sure you remember, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Knowing that, meaning there's a reason for it. Knowing that the testing of your faith develops. Are you in God's dark room today? Now remember, if you turn the light on in the dark room, then you ruin what he's doing. You got to abide, wait, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and in the due time, at his timing, when you are fully developed and ready, he will see you through what you're going through, and you will be a spiritual giant. Even if you've had COVID, I believe it, that even though I suffered through that, God did a great work in me, and I'll never suffer again from that and from those shots that I got. It was terrible to have to go through it and get it, but now God's done a work in me that I won't suffer from that again. So he can even turn something bad, I'm saying, into something good, because he's God and that's what he does. Just like the three Hebrews, remember what they said? They said, but if not, regardless of the outcome, it's not dependent on the outcome. It's, do you trust God like that? Church, do you trust God like that? Is God bigger than your problems? Do you trust him in spite of the outcome? Like these three in a furnace, they said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. But if not, we still won't bow down and worship the image that you've set up. Do you trust God like that? That's how you cross this finish line here. And that's what it takes not to end up like contestant number two. Again, verse 20. The one on whom seed was sown on rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself and is only temporary. Now I'm reading out of the New American Standard. But when affliction or persecution arise, look why. Because of the word, immediately he falls away. Now, here's some more info on why. Let's call this man Oscar, shall we? I'm trying to make sure I haven't picked anyone's names of anyone here. Surprise, there's not five Oscars here today, for the love of Pete. Here's some more info on why Oscar does not cross the finish line. Number one, Oscar has no roots. He's never endured trials. Roots are strengthened by trials. Number two, Oscar falls away from the faith because people are offended at his new beliefs. Like Oscar's new girlfriend, perhaps. You see, Oscar's in love, you see, like never before. But Oscar's girlfriend is a God-hater and thinks religion is a crutch for weak people. And Oscar's girlfriend works at Planned Parenthood. Now you've got the clash of the titans. Do you see what Jesus is talking about now? These things are going to come up in your life, things that are going to take you and try to pull you away from the man in the glory. Do you see how the deck is stacked against Oscar? When affliction or persecution arises because of the word, Oscar's toast.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Let it be. First name that I call, let it be Jesus. My song inside the storm, I'll never need another. For me, it's a living.
Screw.